News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. We are waiting to hear from President Trump later today. Now, first, he'll be meeting with congressional Republicans to discuss legislative strategy for passing tax and immigration policies. And Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, says there will be a, quote, massive infrastructure announcement this afternoon. Now, many of the world's wealthiest are also meeting in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. We caught up with Trump's one-time chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, to find out what the reaction has been to some of Trump's actions so far.
I always take Davos with a grain of salt because, you know, you have lots of different opinions here. And it's always the start of a new year. Everyone likes to be excited. Everyone likes to be bowled up. We obviously went through an inauguration, a change of power in the United States yesterday. We know that's fairly positive for business.
Gary Cohn, one-time chief economic advisor to Donald Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sees things going in the right direction for his country after Trump's inaugural pledge to expand U.S. energy exports.
Right now, things are on our side. President Trump is going to export more energy, but Europe needs to step up and do more long-term work to secure real energy independence.
Volodymyr Zelensky speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Zelensky spoke just a day after Trump was sworn in as president, opening a chapter of uncertainty for Ukraine, which heavily depends on military aid from Washington. One of Marco Rubio's top priorities as Secretary of State will be the war in Ukraine. Rubio has been confirmed unanimously by the Senate and was sworn in. He reiterated his America First pledge.
Everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us more prosperous? If it doesn't do one of those three things, we will not do it.
Rubio's stance on NATO, he's a strong supporter, might put him at odds with President Trump. The Senate Finance Committee has advanced Scott Bessent's nomination for Treasury Secretary. He now goes to the full Senate for confirmation. Senate Finance Committee voting 16-11 in favor of advancing Bessent's nomination. Democratic Senators Mark Warner and Maggie Hassan joined Republicans in voting favorably for Bessent. That's a sign he could pick up more support from Democrats when the Senate votes on his nomination. Stocks climbed alongside the dollar and bonds, traders focusing on prospects that President Trump's policies will boost the outlook for the world's largest economy. We do check markets for you all day long here at Bloomberg. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%. NASDAQ little changed on the upside. The Dow is up 0.7%. Russell 2000 index up 1.25%. The 10-year Treasury yield at 4.55% and the 2-year yield at 4.26%. Israel's top general and Gaza commander have resigned over their failure to prevent the 2023 Hamas attack that triggered a multi-front war. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi and Major General Yaron Finkelman take responsibility for the security failure, Finkelman saying that it is a, quote, failure emblazoned upon me for the rest of my life. The resignations may add pressure to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, which has seen declining support because of that conflict and a judicial crisis. That's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. This is Bloomberg.